taking my baby up and down to the beach with the ghouls and ghosts. The water's fine with killer fish, with vendors serving a human dish. All I hope is someone knows that thing I did last year. Fingers crushed on head, my sin.
Welcome to the Skeleton Boys, a horror movie podcast. I'm Rolando.
And I'm John.
And welcome to our annual summer special, Hot Sexy Death Summer 4, the final chapter. This week, we are reviewing Summer Camp. But John, before we do any of that...
I can follow the pod.
Follow the pod. If you were to listen to our podcast, what would you listen to it on?
My phone.
Okay.
I'm going to give you very age-appropriate answers. The internet. probably Apple Podcasts.
Spotify or podcatcher of choice?
Yes.
Yes.
Or Spotify or podcaster of choice. Even though, fuck Spotify for spewing out AI-generated bands and trying to get people to listen so they can get more money.
I am just jealous that we didn't think of that. We would be millionaires and in jail.
I just think it's so great that a company that already gives artists pennies for listens is like, we're also going to make our own band.
Oh,
profit off
the
of
fake
that.
One? Yeah. The fake AI band.
Sunset, Velvet Sunset or whatever.
It doesn't even look real. I don't know.
It doesn't sound real. It sounds so fucking unnatural.
Like, yeah. Or even...
And it's like a crappy version of that type of psych rock.
Yeah. I saw that and it just looked dumb. Yeah. Dumb. Yeah. But yes... You and I are feeling the heat this hot, sexy death summer, John, as we wrap it up after our 4-week celebration of summer movies. We have summer camp. We have summer camp next.
Yeah. You can't argue this was not during the summer.
That's true. I can't make that argument. Yeah. Okay. But John, before we do any of that, do you want to give us the plot in 5 words?
Johnny.
5 words.
Plot summary.
Rolando, drum roll, please.
Coming in at number 3 for Summer Camp, a very strange prequel to Cooties.
Okay, I'm going to exit off some of my comment reviews here. <It's> just...
Coming in at number 2 for Summer Camp, young Americans take rage bait.
Yeah, very good.
And coming in at number 1 for Summer Camp, trouble starts with couple fun guys.
Nailed it, as always.
Now, you might argue that's a 6-word plot summary, but is it?
Honestly, I wasn't counting. I just accepted whatever you said.
No. Trouble starts with a couple fun guys. Is it 6 words?
Yeah. Okay. John, first thoughts on summer camp.
It's been a hot mess of a bummer summer.
Okay.
I don't know where you're going to land on this one, but it feels like 4 for 4.
Four, like, bangers? Like...
Bang them straight into the cup.
Feed it to the seagulls, or yeah. What's another summer?
I feel like we should have done, in retrospect, a Hot Sexy Death Summer retrospect. I feel like we should have done I Know What You Did Last Summer last, so we could have been like, wow, that movie's great.
Yeah, that movie's great.
That's what it would have been. Yeah, it would have been like, wow, how refreshing.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Well, I do have an idea for next year, but I won't reveal here what we can do for holidays this summer.
Okay.
So just keep that in your, hat. Sailor hat or whatever. I don't know. I don't know why I'm making so many beach butts. Yeah, I don't know. So you didn't like it.
No, not particularly, which is kind of a bummer because I'm a big Jocelyn Donahue fan.
Who's that?
She plays the prissy sort of high maintenance American girl.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, Jocelyn Donahue is also famously in House of the Devil by Ty West.
Haven't seen it.
she played the mom, the young version of Lorraine in Insidious. Not Lorraine, yeah.
The mom or the psychic, right? You're talking about the psychic?
No, she didn't play the young version of the psychic. She played the young version of the mom. Not Lynn Shea's character. She played
Yes, Vera Farmiga.
Patrick Wilson's mom.
Not Vera Farmiga. That's no, the other no, one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I got you.
And then she was also the mom in Dr. Sleep. She plays the young version of...
Shelley Duvall.
Shelley Duvall.
I got one. okay. Yeah. Any other thoughts? What didn't you like about the movie? What didn't resonate with you?
Probably just the plot. I don't know. I've seen this already done a couple of different ways, and it just looked like this director was like, I'm inspired by these two movies. Off the top of my head, I can't remember which ones they were right now. But this is like... Anybody watching this movie now is going to say it's a crappy version of a popular TV series right now.
The Bear? The Bear. Well, okay, so a couple of things. This is produced by the guys that did the Record, or REC or whatever, that whole franchise.
Oh, Wreck.
Wreck. Yeah. And so...
Well, it was just one of the producers. Yeah, I looked that up and I was like...
The director produced this movie. The director of those movies produced this movie, I think, if I recall correctly.
No, the director of this movie produced Wreck. Because yeah, I remember looking that up and being like, yeah, that tracks. He probably thought he could make a movie. And then
yeah, I almost feel like this movie could easily be set in that universe... sort of adjacent to it, you know, like a spinoff. But here's how I came at this movie. So, and it takes a little bit of explanation. There are there are sections. You can section movies off, right? Because you can say in horror, there's the A24 movies. There's more like mainstream Hollywood movies. There's like sequels, legacy sequels that have been coming out, and then there's like B movies, and none are really like better than the others. And I just for category's sake, I think Summer Camp fits into, it's a B movie. So
yeah, it's definitely like, it feels like a very straight to DVD sort of film.
Yes. So up against other B movies, I didn't dislike it if it's up against other B movies. You know what I'm trying to get at? Like, I'm trying to say that I think it moved at a good pace. I thought, you know, the actions was fine. The set pieces and some of the stuff kind of moved along. It's one of those movies that I could easily just like put on and then have to like turn my brain off. I just kind of just have it on and just...
You would have to, because I don't know if they're just making fun of Americans just being really stupid. I was like, why are they doing this?
I found this movie to be very just like competently made. That's probably about as good of a recommendation I can give this movie. It's a very okay movie. It's not terrible. Yeah. It's not offensively bad, though it isn't also exciting, or it doesn't push the limitations of its genre or like its budget here.
And it's trying to pretend that it's a different spin on like Cabin Fever. It was like the biggest offense.
Or honestly, with the thing that's going on, like, or even like 28 Days Later. Clearly, this is what they're another influence I easily could see. So through that lens, yes, I thought it was fine, but I found some of the acting not that great. I saw some of the writing to be clunky, some of the plot machinations to not go anywhere. You know what I mean?
The direction was actually kind of bad when it came to like specifically the actors. It was like, oh, okay.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know if you can blame the actors for bad acting when it's just like, what, why were they?
Right. Yeah.
There was no,
like, what's our motivation, right? Like, yeah. So yes.
Let's feed the rabbit mold.
Exactly. yeah. Let me get into a cage with a rabbit dog. Let's not listen to the town people. Yeah. Like, come on, dude. I mean, this is like, like.
And it was so, yeah, it's like there's a part the very beginning where one of the guys who, it's a bit of a spoiler, but I'm happy he didn't stay for the whole movie.
What do you mean?
Because I was like, God, this guy's terrible. And then I'm like, okay, he's gone already.
Yeah, okay.
The guy that gave off the very rapey vibes.
Okay, yeah.
Because let's just say, start off with this movie deals with two guys recruit two American counselors to come over to, I guess it's supposed to be like all four of them, right? But one of them, two of them are clearly like Spanish or something, right?
Right.
Or we're not supposed to assume that, because I'm not sure, because the dude's accent was all over the place, the guy with the glasses.
See, that's one of the issues I had. I thought when I put it on, I was like, oh, this is a Spanish movie, but yet they're clearly supposed to be Americans, the four of them. But
like all four though, right?
But it's like really, really poorly dubbed. Did you catch that? Like it's super poorly dubbed. Or like,
oh, I was gonna say not even dubbed, it's just
audios.
I had this argument too. I was like, when people watch like big budget movies and they're like, yeah, I gotta ADR all of my stuff or else it's not gonna look good or sound good. And it's just like, if you don't know, it takes a team to do that. Can't just have like somebody in a booth and then say that the words and then it sounds like they're in a sound booth and then like all the extra sound around them sounds so fucking off.
I felt that hurt. That did hinder the movie because I was quite actually watching when we first put the movie on. I was quite like put off about the audio. I noticed it right away. I was like, oh, this is a dub. And then, but wait, they're all talking English. And then I was just like confused about, because sometimes you know how dubs where they talk and then their lips keep moving. It's kind of like, it's clearly they're just putting whatever ADR American dub over it.
Yeah.
But
so that's what I'm saying. Like it's not a dub because they were speaking English the whole time.
So what?
It's just poor ADR.
They must have gotten like poor sound on the set, right? Not to get into like the mechanics of it or whatever, but like clearly they made a choice to do stuff in post with actors.
Do the whole movie
yes.
like that.
Though. Yeah. I think it hurt the movie. Honestly, it hurt the movie. I you know, this is a great example of very noticeable bad sound in this movie. It was really off putting, but after a while I kind of settle into it a little bit. I think.
Did you also notice when you were gonna click on the movie that the script was all in Spanish and I was like, wait, I'm pretty sure there's an English version. I kept like looking for a different version of the movie because the description was all in Spanish and I was like, wait.
Did
and then I was like, is this the wrong movie? And then I saw Jocelyn Donahue. He was like, no, this is it.
How'd you watch it?
I think I rented it off Prime.
Oh, okay.
So I gave this movie money.
Wow. That's,
I know.
Let your voice be heard. You paid to watch this. I did not. So I'll just shut up and you can talk about the movie all you want.
I lost $3.89.
No, it was available. This is kind of weird, but like if you download Fandango at Home, which used to be Vudu. Do you remember Vudu? So I think Fandango bought them, and of course they have like movies to rent or whatever, but also they guess they have some free movies and this was one of them. So I end up watching maybe a couple of commercials, which wasn't that bad. I mean, commercials don't really bother me. I don't know, commercials before a movie bother me. Like if I go to the movies and there's like a fucking an hour of fucking ads,
which they're increasing them. I don't know if you heard about
that. They are.
AMC already like sent out an apology.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, not to go on a tangent here, but like, AMC is just like, I don't think people understand since COVID, like they've monopolized most theater chains because a lot of them went out of business, especially like the mom and pop ones. They've monopolized a lot of LA now, currently. They own a lot of cinemas here. And they can do whatever the fuck they want. So now they're having, it's like not even worth going to the movie a little early. It's like you literally have to walk in right when the movie starts. Like the minute, like say it starts at 4, you could stroll in there at like 4:40, maybe you'll be fine. So, I mean, it's that bad. All right. Do you want to get into spoilers?
We could, yeah.
Wait! No, stop talking, guys. Stop the podcast. Please stop the podcast. Because we're about to go into
spoilers. They're all stupid. That was a spoiler.
That was the spoiler.
That's a spoiler. All dumb. I think they're supposed to be like in their early 20s. Everybody look like they're in their 30s.
Right. Yeah. I feel like the last shot of this movie with all the kids coming into the summer camp.
Fucking, like stiff arming him like he's a linebacker or something. Yeah. That was hilarious. That was really funny.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the kids coming in, they're just like, I was talking about one of the kids opens its mouth to like drink the water. So spoiler alert, that's how everybody's been getting sick and getting high and angry for like an hour, and then it wears off.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Yeah. And I just think it's funny. I think our two surviving members, well, I guess just one, eventually he's just going to have like gut problems for the rest of his life if he survives this.
Yeah, I think this quote unquote virus, rage virus, as it's described in their descript, so I don't think I'm taking any liberties here. It's 100% 28 days later. Like I think Alex Garland was trying to write 28 Days, not as a zombie movie, but as like an outbreak movie, and specifically use a lot of the symptoms of like Ebola, and he kind of just like how it kind of messes with your brain and your senses, and then your brain starts bleeding and it heightens your senses. So that's why they become rage. They become so like crazy or whatever. They become angry. And it's almost like this movie is like a shell of that concept with like, oh, it's an environmental issue with the water.
Yeah.
And that you...
Which it was what like this family, I guess, makes hallucinogenic mushrooms as a family. And
yeah.
They needed a water source. What didn't make sense to me was like, I guess the dad, according to the son, was like, oh, let's just plant some of the things here by the water well. I'm like, who does that?
Exactly. Yeah. Well,
a lot of you can tell this director writer asked his friends, hey, how does this work? It's like, yeah, I'll roll with that.
Maybe they write for Yellow Jackets. Maybe that's why they're getting gassed up by the cave. The magic gas in the cave.
They can't be bothered to do it the way they've been doing it since the 2000s, just like a simple closet with an aquarium. No, it's kind of be all done naturally outside. And
this plot point with like the family that lives in the woods, I thought was so dumb. Like seemed like, even early on when they introduced it, it just seemed like such a really weird, clunky way of, it just sets up very poorly, and then you kind of like see where it's going, where it's like, oh yeah, they were going to be responsible for something going on there.
What you don't see coming is like all the moments where you can tell somebody was like, nobody's gonna expect this. There's like I laughed really hard at a bunch of parts, and it wasn't because I wasn't
yeah,
like what happened, the basically our main hero, who luckily is like water, ick, right? So he never drank water the entire time he was there.
Yeah.
He's the only guy that never got sick, and he's been like fighting, and mm-hmm. You know, he goes back, apparently the stuff wears off and they stop being angry, which I thought was like a really dumb plot point too.
That, yeah.
And I get it, it's supposed to, because it's like drugs, but
that was such a weird thing, because it seems like, so we only have four leads. One gets killed off immediately. One of the counselors gets killed off. So we're left.
He was the guy. I was like, I didn't like his character or his
acting. I kind of almost appreciate that he's almost presented as the main character of the movie, but then he's kind of killed off first, which is kind of a fake out.
I took it like he was presented as kind of like
fodder.
I was almost under the impression he was going to like assault these women or something.
Yeah.
He was real creepy about everything. Like, I watched this part with my partner, and I was like, does this seem like he's kind of raping? And she's like, yeah, absolutely. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but that's just your leftist, woke, mind hive agenda that you're trying to...
That's true. I mean, American girls wouldn't go all the way to Spain unless, you know, the implication. Just kidding. It's Always Sunny reference.
I don't get it. I don't watch it.
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Does it show as I stare blankly at you through the camera? But yeah, that, well, I mean, that also, you know, it's funny, I also saw the same thing happen, and I recently watched Y Tu Mamá También, and it's the exact same thing happens. The girls are like, oh, we're going to summer, we won't cheat on you. And of course, like, they immediately break up with them and sleep with European men. Yeah, I didn't get that point where it's like, I get what you're saying, he's creepy, because he's like specifically says like, oh, that chick is hot, or something, right? About the American girl who's kind of like, ew, I don't want to be gross.
He like picked her and not because of any of her.
Exactly. Sex. Yeah. Yeah. He's just like, oh, she's attractive, which I mean.
Yeah. And then he's like taking off his shirt just cause, and trying to be cute about the sprinklers at the beginning where they make it seem like, oh, we got to get out of here. I'm like, what is this? And then the sprinklers go off. I'm like, I'm sure that's going to be something important later, I guess. Cause
yeah. Summer, John. Summer.
The other part that made me laugh is three of our four main characters are finally all cognizant, right? After they've all been through getting sick. And they run into that weird family in the middle of nowhere, like in their RV camper. And the son is still alive and basically explains the whole point, like what happened in the movie. It was like, thanks for being around, or else we would just be continuing to guess that don't drink well water, which makes sense to me. Gonna get dysentery at the very least. These are, I guess, main group of people are getting attacked by the mother and father. Which I got a little confused about, like, there's fucking four of them, right? This hallucinogenic drug that's making him angry doesn't give him super strength or anything. You know, you just knock him out. I don't know. That's why, like, everything was like, I get it's like for the sake of like tension, but I was like, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Just start knocking people out. I don't know. But they decide, or Michelle, who became the new protagonist, I guess, after our other dude accidentally or drank the water, or what happened? Oh yeah, he drank the water and he was like, oh shit. So she has the idea of, hey, let's eat the drug again, because we know that we won't attack each other if we are all under the influence, which also didn't make any sense. But she was like, let's do that. And I was like, wait, what? Why would you do that? That's where I started laughing. I was like, that doesn't make any sense. They're like, they're gonna get in here. I'm like, you're in a fucking RV full of a bunch of shit that they use to make hallucinogenic drugs. Just throw something at them. There's no way out of this. We gotta do drugs. I like it. I like the idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that either. Yeah. I thought there's some very poor decisions made by these characters. I didn't think they were very smart. And it just seemed like just to kind of keep the plot going.
Oh, and Michelle didn't even take the mushroom, right? Because Justin Donahue's character knocks the tray over by accident.
Right. Yeah. That whole end sequence was just whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, it should have ended right there. Like, they all...
Yeah, die there.
So Justin Donahue and the guy ultimately eat her neck for whatever reason, even though the other guys never did shit like that. Mm-hmm. And then my assumption is the mom and dad came to, and then they killed them. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I was like, the movie should have just ended right there. But then it kept going. They wanted to have that little like end note sequence where like all the kids finally show up for summer camp. And it's, maybe I missed something, but it's fucking tradition for them to run up and drink from the well.
Clearly, you don't know Spain customs.
yeah. And then my other thing was like, they're like, oh no, the sprinklers went off.
No.
Which I guess was connected to
the well.
Yeah, connected to the well that wasn't working. So why was the grass green if the sprinklers weren't working? Anyway.
I know exactly what you mean. See, that would have been, this could have been a prequel to Cooties. I'm telling you,
Oh, is that why you got bummed out when I said,
yeah,
a very strange prequel to
Cooties? Yeah. That would have been, that's the sequel to Cooties they should make, where it's like summer school.
Oh my god, there's also another contrived fucking plot point where I'm like, when's this happening? Because it's pissing me off. At the very beginning, Jocelyn Donahue's character is blindfolded and she's being real like, oh, I don't want to do this, blah, blah, blah. Ah. And she almost runs into like a stick in the forest that's like shooting out so it could like potentially hurt you. And I was like, if they know that's there, why don't they get rid of it? Probably not good for kids to be running around that, but okay. And then later on, when our guy gets sick, she tries to use that same thing to try to lure him in to kill him, but he runs away. And then at the end, when the kids are fucking infected and running after them, she runs straight into it. Like, it's insane. I guess like creatures of habit, right? You have this entire forest to run into. You should probably run the same direction you've been running the entire movie. And then our main dude loses his glasses again. And he's like, I'm just going to start not beating the shit out of kids. I know they're going to come back to in an hour, but nope.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Just get inside the house and lock the fucking doors. I don't know.
Yeah. Where is this guy? Have we seen this guy before? The guy with the glasses? I feel like he looked familiar. Am I crazy?
The guy.
Luis Miguel? He played Luis Miguel in the series. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And he was in Terminator Dark Fate, which I've seen. I don't remember.
Probably because it wasn't very good.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't very good.
It's kind of bad.
Yeah. Yeah. That's also very true.
I don't think I recognize anything in any of these movies.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen anything either.
It's like, I think I've seen a couple of these and I don't remember them at all.
So would you say you were bored with the movie, or did you find anything kind of like enjoyable about the movie at all?
I feel like I was trying to be on board with the movie the entire time. And then when the third act started going off, I was like, this is dumb. I couldn't get past how annoyed I was. I mean, I laughed a lot, but again, like for the wrong reasons. I think like they're trying to take itself like this is serious. I'm like, this is goofy. Like there's a part where they're just like screaming at each other's faces and there's like bad CGI and makeup going on. I'm like, I feel like we made this movie in college.
Like we only made these movies in college.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, so scary. Wow. Okay.
Badass.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I was fine with the movie. It's poor decisions until like the scene where he's like, I'm going to use you as bait, and then to lure him into this cage. I was just like, I don't know if that's supposed to, I don't know if I'm supposed to be laughing or I'm supposed to be like either in on the joke of the sort of preposterous question.
There was a couple of moments where it was intentionally supposed to be funny with the verbiage.
Right.
And I was just like rolling my eyes, like, just move on.
Yeah.
You had your chance to introduce this type of humor early on in the movie. Don't do it now. It makes no sense.
And to your point where like they have that scene where they do, because they in that same sequence we're talking about where they put her as bait, this two of them become rage filled and they're like facing each other off and they're like, they do these close ups of them doing their best rage faces, which is kind of like the scene you're talking about. And I would argue like, I mean, I wouldn't argue this, but I would say I would add to it. Less is more, probably. Maybe show less of these people, you know.
Yeah, I don't need this Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson Scream music video thing going on.
Yeah, Thriller.
No, do you remember the Scream music video where this is Michael Jackson, yeah, and Janet Jackson are screaming at each other?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
He's like, I want that in my movie.
Yeah, it was kind of bad. Like, I mean, if they would have showed less of these creatures and more of them like primitive or whatever, you know, like they've kind of gone feral, it would have been maybe more effective, maybe, possibly. I don't know. I don't know. Just a thought.
Maybe if they turn into like mushrooms.
Mushrooms, big hat mushroom people.
Yeah, yeah. We'll call it it could be the last of them, right?
Well, those are spores. Those are clearly spores, John. By mushroom people, do you mean this?
This is my impression of Toad singing Creep.
Exactly that.
All right. That's all I have to add to this movie, yeah, dude. Alrighty.
Yeah. Yeah, this... at least it tried to be fun. It had sort of zombie things.
Yeah. Yeah, sort of.
It wasn't.
Not really. Not particularly, no.
One of the guys gets a drill through his foot for no fucking reason.
That was fun. I
didn't understand any of that, though. It was just a lot of him going like, hey, I'm going to try to get you out of here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no, you're not going to trick me. I know you're tricking me by putting your foot through the door. I'm like, what? And I did get annoyed with the way she tried to unlock the door by putting a drill into the keyhole. I'm like, that's not
how.
Just take the fucking handle off. What are you doing?
Yeah.
The hinges are up there. Just undo the door. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty. I don't think very much left to say other than to rate the movie. John, how many sexy spooky bones do you want to give it?
How many sexy spooky bones will you give it?
don't do that. Just rate the movie.
Now, so to add, we've had a nice steady stream of twos. And yeah. So does the streak continue?
I didn't give I Know What You Did Last Summer a four.
It was like 4.6, wasn't it? Something along those lines. But I think you gave Piranha 2. Yeah, Killing Grounds 2.
Piranha was
probably
very disappointing.
Yeah, fair.
Is it fair to compare him to the other ones? So if I'm comparing this to Killing Ground, I lean towards this one way more than Killing Ground, I think.
Okay, fair.
Okay. I'm going to give Summer Camp 3 Sexy Spooky Bones.
Yep, that's exactly where I landed too. Because it's not, it's more interesting and more, you know, more attention grabbing than I'd say Killing Ground and Piranha as a movie, but not by a lot.
Yes.
By default, this was the second best movie in these of four.
It's been a pretty crummy, sexy death summer.
So yeah, I think I landed in the same place as you. I'm going to give it a 3.
Sorry, none of us, either of us could pick a banger this summer. I feel like we at least get one.
True. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But I also feel like we're running out of summer related horror movies.
I picked a different, but.
Because I found a bunch. I'm like, these are going to be bad too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless we just do the Friday the 13th series, right?
Maybe we will. Maybe we won't. I don't know. I got to stay tuned.
All right.
Stay tuned. All right, guys, girls, not binary pals. Thank you for listening. And as always,
stay spooky.
Bye.